This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Really good song now. Now, we have our next guest on the phone. We've got Ash Keating, who is part of an exhibition that is, it's coming up shortly, so we might ask a little bit more about that, Ash. Welcome to the show, Ash.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
So, would you like to rule the world?
No, I'm happy just finding my little place in it. It's all good. maybe 20 years ago I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like how we always think, oh, yeah, I'm going to rule the world, yep. So give us your story. You know, like, you're an artist. You're part of this. There's three artists you're involved with at Linden New Art. So tell us your journey. You know, like, how did it all start for you?
I guess I've been making art for over 20 years, so there's a lot of different directions I've taken and things I've done, art I've made and places I've been, so it's kind of, I'm not sure where to really start with it, but I guess this exhibition and the work that I made in the second lockdown in Melbourne in October, it kind of, basically the whole of 2020, I just took the opportunity because a lot of my projects and exhibitions had been pushed back to just start experimenting with art and painting processes I'd maybe sort of put on the back burner, not worked on, but also returned to as well.
So oh, okay.
When I say that, I mean, when I was younger, I guess sort of 16, 17, my grandmother had a light aircraft, a little Cessna, and she lived up in the northeast in the high country near Mansfield.
Oh, awesome. And, so did you fly with her in the plane?
Yeah.
She took me
all the time, and then took me across to Wangaratta to get lessons. And I didn't, at that time I kind of was making art at school in year 10, year 11.
Yeah.
But hadn't really sort of sunk my teeth into it. So I was looking into flying and enjoying that process. But I guess what excited me more was what was outside the plane windows. And so I took a lot of photographs out of the aeroplane
and
started making some abstract paintings. I was, you know, 16, 17, but influenced by artists like Fred Williams. And you know, painting with oil paint straight out of the tube onto kind of washes on canvas when I was in year 11 and 12. So that's kind of how I really sort of, at that time when I was making those paintings, I felt quite invigorated and at peace and with this might be what I do and what I can do. So why I guess I'm bringing that up is it's kind of related to the work I made in lockdown, which really textured sculptural sort of paintings, very different to what I was doing way back then, but they're harnessing, I guess, the natural laws of physics and the way that you would see lakes and mountains being sort of from above,
yep,
if you're flying over it, if you like. So they're abstract, but they refer, I guess, to kind of the way we see the landscape from above, and in particular, I guess, that dry sort of Australian landscape.
Okay, how abstract are they? You know, like, we were standing in front of it, and Neil and myself, and we, you know, didn't know this that you've just told us. Can we pick that they are shot from, scenes from above?
Yeah, for sure. They're imagined landscapes, and you know, it's kind of they look a little bit like photographs from above, but at the same time, it's the same way, I guess, sort of, you know, I guess dry lakes form or sands are blown across the earth. That's the way I sort of harnessed making these work, and they're all made with canvases stapled to the floor. And so I basically added a lot of this material called perlite, which is like, it's almost like a soft polystyrene material, but it's like a natural material, just to create volume within the paint. And I built that up with mica flakes, with various levels of paint, and I cut into it and I sanded it back, and it was almost like there's areas where the landscape has been eroded where I've sort of scrubbed it back with the wire brush.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and then after that, that's when I would sort of add pigments and water to this flat surface of the canvas on a slight angle, and then it would start to form these you know, rivers and lakes, if you like, and that's where you get that kind of aerial kind of fused sort of feel.
And Ash, I read that you also use obviously a variety of equipment, like different types of equipment that you wouldn't expect artists to use. Now, you know, things like seed sprays and leaf blows and things like that. Now, was there were you trying to achieve anything, any sort of particular result in doing that, or was that just part of your experimentation in the process?
Not in the outset. I really didn't know where these works were going to go. I guess as soon as I sort of realized I could kind of cut back into it and sculpt it a little, that's when I sort of went in that direction. So I mean, obviously, I'm in the outside of last year, and the painting practice that I've done in the last five years in the studio, and before that, I've used fire extinguishers filled with paint, lots of water,
right,
as well as actual roofing paint sprayers. But I normally would paint vertical. Like, so I would harness the drip of paint and the gravity flow. So these works are quite different in that I've worked directly horizontally.
Yep, and yep.
They're very different to the way that I normally make work, I guess.
And I like the way, because I wasn't sure what you meant when you said sculptural to begin with, but you know, like, you've actually explained that, where you've cut into it, and you know, because the layers are fairly thick, and that's what you mean, isn't it?
Exactly. There's also a little bonus bit of information, I guess, about this exhibition. While it runs from this Friday, the 12th,
yep,
the 13th of February,
yep,
and right through until May 16th. Actually, halfway through the exhibition, I've decided to rehang the entire exhibition. So this body of work that I'm talking about, that I've already talked about with you, is going to be changed over for an entire other exhibition just before Easter.
Oh, and what's the point of that?
Well, there's several reasons. I just wanted to continue extensive experimentation in the studio, and this particular work is almost the opposite of the work that I was talking about.
So okay.
It's actually textured. It's very textured, so it's similar in that respect. But rather than cutting back, it's adding on.
Ah.
And I use a lot of glass beads, reflector beads that you would find in road signs.
Yeah.
And added those into paint, almost dropped and threw the paint at the canvas as well. And then when that was wet, I would throw beads on top of this wet sections of paint. I guess I'm not explaining it well.
I'm getting it.
the vibe of that particular body of work was, I took inspiration from an autumnal change. So the green changing to orange, changing to red. And that being the changeover of the exhibition around the changeover of our seasons into autumn.
Yep.
And then quite literally, there is sort of this feel when you're standing underneath these large works that they are kind of dropping, like they're sort of, they're not literally leaves, but they feel like sort of paint blobs. Yep. That could be kind of dropping down on you.
Yeah. But I've also seen, I think it's even on Little Burke Street up in Chinatown. Is that one of yours that you've sprayed up a wall?
Yes, I did that just a week into the new year. I just wanted to kind of refresh, I guess, a wall in the city that I'd painted 18 months ago. And I felt like with everything that happened with COVID, the talks about Chinese-Australian relations, I just thought it'd be nice to kind of do this wild kind of deep red and yellow.
I love it. Sort of, I love it. I didn't know it was you, and I've just worked it out that it's you, and it's and it's brilliant. Because you've done a lot of really big pieces, haven't you, on walls?
Yeah, for sure. And I guess I work quite loud and out there when I'm working on walls outside in the open, and then these studio works that I'm showing at Linden, they're very soft and subtle. And,
they are.
They draw you in as opposed to shout at you. So I work between kind of wanting to draw you in softly and with minimalism and moments that you don't see are there until you kind of really look hard. And then, like you say, this wall in Chinatown where as soon as you see it, it just jumps out at you like with some sort of wild energy.
And very different to what we're seeing you're doing at Linden. But Ash, the one thing about them, I'm not sure if they're the actual pieces that we've got on the media release, they're pretty big, are they?
You know, yeah. For sure. And Linden's quite a, it's quite a big sort of old Victorian mansion. The ceilings are kind of 4 meters, I guess, for the ceilings.
Well, I was thinking, do they fit in?
Close to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're almost, okay. Because I thought they might be too big for the walls.
They almost are. I measured the door, the entrance door, and it just fits in. Oh. Well, I made them to just fit in the large entrance door.
Right.
But look, the reason for this, I guess, initially, I wanted to, the way that the works are going to be installed is there's two really wide tall ones and two thin tall ones.
That's right.
So the wide ones are going to go back to back, and the skinny ones are going to go back to back, and they're going to hang centrally in the main exhibition space.
Okay.
So you'll be able to walk around them.
Right.
And really experience what they do, I guess, differently as you move around them. And if I can kind of extend on that and the reasons behind that, these works have iridescent colors and glows that you can't see in a photograph. I wanted to create work that rewards the gallery visitor. I thought a lot about what's important coming out of COVID, because we were dealing with taking in a lot of art digitally on screens, and I wanted to, that's why I went sculptural, and that's why I wanted to create these extra moments that you can only kind of feel and take in the flesh when you see these works in person.
Yeah.
So that's why, I guess, If anyone's listening and likes what they hear, you are really going to be rewarded if you visit the gallery.
Yeah.
And I want to create spaces that allow you to have a place of meditation and just full sort of experience for each individual as they see fit, you know.
Fantastic. And did you say the Easter weekend you're changing the art over?
Yeah, that'll be changed over around the 27th of March. So best to kind of check out the first section of the show between this Friday coming, the 12th, and the 27th of March. And then there'll be the whole second half of the show will be sort of from Easter through the 16th of May.
All right. Well, thanks for chatting to us, and And it's good to actually be able to see some of your stuff on walls in the city, as well as going to Linden New Art.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to have both sort of out and about again and people being able to experience it.
Exactly. Ash, thanks so much for chatting with us, and can't wait to get down to Linden to see your art.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for the time. That's great.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine, and we were just talking to Ash Keating, who has an exhibition starting at Linden Art Gallery.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.